means you will not add to the nation's pet overpopulation problem. It will save you money and save a life. You can be a hero. Adopt, don't shop.
This public service announcement has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
How's it going, everybody? How's everybody doing? This is DJ Duncan live on The Bounce, Tuesdays 4 to 5. I'd like to thank you guys for joining me. I said last week was my last show. I lied. I'm sorry. I'm back on again for another week. Thanks for joining me. It's got some action-packed topics here today with the NBA. Ooh, sorry, just adjusting a little headphone. So we have some action-packed news coming up in the NBA this week. We have Dirk Nowitzki's injury. Very, very sad to hear. Injuries are a tough thing to deal with, as any sports player could vouch for. You know, it's tough coming through an injury, recovering from one. We keep the same mindset. Stay positive throughout the whole thing. You know, be diligent in your reps of getting back to being 100%. So that is currently hurting Dirk Nowitzki. Going to talk about how the Clippers are on a roll. 10-1, I believe, right now. 10-1. Going crazy in the West Coast. Also, Klay Thompson's trade rumors, they continue. We talked about it a little bit last week, how the trade rumors come about, how they're crazy, how it can mess up a guy's mindset. You never know what they're thinking. It's going to be tough for Klay to stay positive. We saw him coming out struggling in the beginning. You know, I think it was like 4 for 19 of his beginning three-point shots. So we're going to see what Klay Thompson can do to keep his mind off of it. Steve Kerr is certainly behind him. Also, we have a special guest coming on the show a little bit later. Probably very soon here, your own Dominican University basketball star, Cedric Thomas, is going to be joining us, talking about how he got into the basketball kind of game and where it led him and what he can expect of his future with the sport. Also, we're going to be finishing up a little bit of a freestyle, kind of just going over the whole general basketball sport itself, comparing it to different sports, comparing it to baseball, football, its skill set, mindset, how do they differ, how are they alike? Because, you know, sports, you know, it's a game for athletes to have fun, normal people to have fun, you know, unathletic people to have fun. So how do these things kind of differ? What is different about basketball than it is with soccer, and what are the similar things that follow along the same lines? So that's what DJ Duncan has for you in store today on The Bounce. Very interesting. Let's get it going. Dirk Nowitzki is sidelined. Now, Dirk has been a major part of the Mavericks organization, you know, for the longest time. He was drafted there, and he's a German. Ethnicity is German. He was born in Germany. But he's currently 38, 7 feet tall. You know, was drafted in the first round, pick 9, to Milwaukee Bucks. And then he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks right away. So he's been to the organization the same, you know, same organizations all throughout his whole career. People love him in Dallas. You know, people very look up to him, can respect this guy. But he's currently being injured. Now, it's an Achilles injury. It's not said that it's a tough injury or a freak ordeal, but it is something that they need to be monitoring and definitely give him rest so he can be a factor in, you know, later game situations. And it's going to help their organization, you know, as a whole when he is back. So right now he's sidelined. Dirk Nowitzki, you know, we're hoping for the best of him and what he can do to recover from this and be back to 100%. Next, we have the Clippers rolling in at 10-1. Now, the Clippers lost their first game to the Golden State Warriors by almost 30 points, and they've really been clicking ever since. They're in the number one seed in the Western Conference in front of the Warriors, and it's interesting to see what they have in store. Hold up, guys. We have a special announcement. Cedric Thomas has just entered the building. CJ, you're live on air, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. How are you feeling today, CJ?
I'm feeling pretty good today. How are you feeling?
I feel good. You know, woke up pretty early, but I got a good, nice nap in me. Got some Perry's down the street on 4th Street, which is a great breakfast place if anybody, you know, would like a bacon sandwich in the morning. You know, a great breakfast sandwich. Thanks for joining us, CJ. You know, we're just talking about Dirk Nowitzki, his injury, the Clippers, and, you know, Klay Thompson's trade rumors. But I had something special, you know, lined up for you coming in and helping us out. Now, CJ is on the Dominican basketball team here, men's sports. CJ, when did you start playing basketball? At a young age or just recently? Or
I started playing basketball around, like, fifth grade, so kind of in that middle, you know what I'm saying? Not, like, some people have started before me, but, you know, I've been playing since fifth grade.
Fifth grade. When did you become really serious and thought, you know, maybe I could, you know, pursue this into a later career and go to college and play at a high level like you are now?
Probably around, like, middle school, like, late middle school, like, probably around eighth grade is when I realized I was pretty good, and I could take it further than that.
Yeah, that's probably around the same age that I, you know, decided to become, you know, serious in the sport. Were you playing any other sports at the time, or were you just playing basketball?
Yeah, I was playing football all the way up until my freshman year of high school, but that's when I decided to stop that and just focus all on basketball.
Were you better in football, or you just decided, you know, I just like this sport better?
It was probably equal, and I just enjoyed basketball a little better, and I just figured I could make my career a little longer with basketball since it's, like, a little less tough on your body.
Definitely. Football is excruciating pain. You know, we see some crazy coaches as well in high school football taking it very serious. I as well was a freshman football player. And then decided it wasn't for me. You know, it's not for everybody, especially playing a two sport. You know, two sports at one time, trying to balance that in classes. It's not ideal. So taking basketball was a similar step that I took as myself. You know, what do you like about the game of basketball? What really sticks out to you? And you know, what do you enjoy about it?
I would say just the competition, probably the competition level. I mean, I would say I'm a pretty big competitor. So just knowing, like, that I have somebody in front of me, like right there in front of me, that's there that I'm supposed to beat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably my favorite part about it.
You love competition.
Yeah, I do.
That's good. A lot of athletes are very competitive in anything they do. You know, games, board games, they love to win. So, which is, no, completely understandable coming from you. You know, anything that you dislike about the game? Anything that you just can't stand about basketball that you just, I wish was never there?
Nothing really a part of the game, no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd say maybe just staying in condition.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little tough, but I mean, it's part of the game. So, I mean, I love the game, so that's just part of what I gotta love.
You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, you know, It's definitely hard to stay in great shape,
right?
You know, year round. Basketball being one of the longest sports, you know, we see it going from almost the beginning of fall and preseason to all of winter and the beginning of spring. So it is year round compared to other sports, but definitely tougher. Now basketball requires a lot of skill work. You don't see that, you know, being so much emphasis in other sports with soccer and baseball. It's a lot of pinpointing, but basketball, you can kind of be a threat in a particular position. You have shooters, you have quick guys, ball handlers, you have rebounders, shot blockers. So it's definitely a wide range. What do you think your best skill is that you bring to the basketball court on a daily basis, CJ?
I'd probably say my defense.
Your defense?
Yeah. I feel like I contribute to my team the most on the defensive end, just bringing a little energy in the game and just making sure my guys are all ready to go.
You're a lockup, so you would be a lockup defender.
Yeah, I would say I'm definitely getting there. I mean, like, I am also pretty young.
Yeah.
I'm like one of the younger dudes in the lineup. So, I mean, I feel like that's what I'm on track for. Definitely.
Yeah, you know, like it just previously stated, it comes in all packages and sizes. You know, for defense, you know, there's shot blocking, rebounding, denying the man that you have currently, you know, locking up the best player on the opposing team. So it comes in all spectrums of the game. But defense is definitely a very important part that you need, you know, that coaches need to stress. Definitely. CJ, you watching the NBA at all throughout the first couple games?
Yeah, I have a little bit, mostly highlights. I've been a little busy with homework and all that, but yeah, I've been keeping up with it.
Finals are approaching.
They are.
Finals are approaching, everybody. Make sure you stay in that book, and if you need a laptop, go to the library, and we got you. So watching the NBA in the first couple, what are some of the teams that have stood out to you, you know, that kind of caught your eye or say that they're going to be a factor definitely later on in the line?
I mean, obviously the returning champs, the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, I say they have in my opinion, the best player in the world right now. So, I mean, I feel like they're always going to be a threat in the league. And, I mean, obviously the Golden State Warriors, the two teams who played in the championships, they just picked up Kevin Durant, and I feel like that's a big part of their team now. And I feel like he even made it a little better than it was, and they were supposed to be the best team last year.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're a little better than they were now. So definitely they're all playing pretty good basketball right now.
Now, I didn't really plan on asking CJ that question, but you fans know that from previous previous shows, I'm a Cavs fan. And CJ knows that LeBron James, if you just didn't hear, you know, is the best player in the game, in the world, he mentioned. So I just want to, you know, just note that, you know, we didn't plan for that. But, you know, he's the best player in a lot of people's eyes. So they currently are facing Toronto tonight. They're losing 5-0. Who do you think, besides LeBron James, is a key factor for that team to have success, you know, throughout the playoffs, throughout the season? What if LeBron James can't play and can't suit up? Who is their next guy that they need to go to, enable for them to win the game?
That'd probably be Kyrie Irving, their point guard. He's a pretty big factor as well. He knows how to dish the ball. He knows how to score. He knows his role pretty well. So I feel like he helps them out a lot. Mm-hmm. But I would say that if, like, a key factor for them to win, I would feel like it would be Tristan Thompson, though.
Tristan Thompson?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Just because, like, from watching the playoffs last year and watching the finals, every time that he was in there playing hard and he was a big, like, energy guy, they were all playing hard. He definitely was, like, a big factor in their success, I feel like, because he got rebounds, garbage buckets, like, all those add up. So I feel like when he's playing well, then he kind of brings that energy to the rest of the guys, and they all play well.
He is definitely an X factor for the Cavaliers. Now, I was actually going to mention Tristan Thompson a little bit later in the show, just because we do here on The Bounce talk about off-court situations, on-court situations, what players are doing outside of the basketball court. Now, Tristan Thompson is currently dating, you know, this is rumors, but, you know, they've been pretty not shy with them. He's currently dating Khloe Thompson, Khloe Kardashian. You know, any thoughts on that? Or, you know, you don't really care?
Really? Yeah, I don't really care too much. I mean, his life doesn't really affect mine too much. So I feel like he should be able to date who he wants to date. I mean, if it makes them happy, then
by all means, go ahead and do it. But, you know, you have them winning. You know, you projected them winning have the highest chances of winning the title. Now, there is a such thing as known as a Kardashian curse. where this family, Kardashians, have dated a fair amount of athletes in the NBA and the NFL. And it's a curse where once they date them, that their kind of career goes kind of, you know, south. Do you believe in this so-called curse, or, you know, something that you could look into? I know the only sister that, you know, doesn't is the middle one, Courtney, because she is dating Scott Disick, or had a relationship with him and family with him. But Kim and Khloe have some recent past of putting some guys' careers, you know, south after they begin dating. What's your opinion on this, and do you think this is true and something the Cavs should be worried about?
I have seen a trend in that happening when a Kardashian dates an athlete, but I think I don't really believe in that, to be honest. I feel like that, like, as long as he stays focused on the court and what he's supposed to do on the court, I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. I kind of agree with you. Now, Khloe is recently banned from the Cleveland Cavaliers games. Now, this was dubbed on by the king himself, LeBron James. He doesn't want any distractions off the court. You know, he's the team captain. So he's making this call. Do you agree with this kind of leadership role that LeBron has to say and put his foot down and say, you know, she's not allowed, or, you know, we haven't seen her at a game yet, and she said, oh, I'll go to any game I want. So there is some tension between the two. Could this potentially hurt Tristan Thompson, or what do you think on LeBron's decision about that?
I don't really agree with his decision on that, because I feel like he said himself he didn't want any outside distractions from him on being on the court. So I feel like that's almost bringing a distraction in. Like, I mean, it's causing a controversy between, I assume they're pretty good friends. I mean, they're teammates and they have good chemistry on the court. So, I mean, I feel like it's causing a little controversy between the two and even the three, including Khloe.
Yeah, by saying, you know, it's a distraction, and Tristan might have not even thought of it being a big deal. You know, and then LeBron saying, you know, it's an outside distraction could just, you know, put more eyes on the situation itself. So I definitely agree with you there. You know, I think she should be able to attend a game. I don't know why she would want to fly out to Cleveland besides seeing him. But, you know, it's definitely something the Cavs need to look into. And, you know, should be concerned about. Definitely, you know, keep that on the back burner. Don't have that in mind. Let Tristan Thompson do what he wants. Like you said, he was a key guy for them in the finals, all throughout the playoffs, getting offensive rebounds, blocking shots, protecting the rim. So, you know, keep the guy happy. Let him date who he wants to date. If he wants to date a Kardashian, let him date a Kardashian. They're very wealthy, so it could be good for them. Well, that's the beginning of our first segment. Back on, we're going to be talking about some interesting topics with the Klay Thompson rumors and scores for tonight, upcoming games. We're going to go on a quick commercial break. We will be right back. Don't forget, you're listening to DJ Duncan. This is On the Bounce, live Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back from this quick commercial break.
That number on the drive. Now is the time. want to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning out real quick. This is DJ Duncan. You're live on The Bounce, Tuesdays to 4, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Want to thank you guys for listening. On my show today, we have the one and only Cedric Thomas. Cedric, what's your middle name?
Two, actually.
Yeah, could you speak into the mic a little bit more? I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead.
I actually have two middle names.
You have two middle names.
Correct.
What are they?
Daniel and Jason.
Which one do you like more?
Yeah, I like both of them the same.
Really? You don't like one more than the other?
Nope.
What about DJ? Have you ever went by CJ DJ? CJ DJ Thomas?
I never have gone by that. So.
I've never even thought about that. I might start calling you that. My middle name is Paul, in case you wanted to know.
Paul?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Nice name.
I feel like it's a very nice name. I kind of like it. You know, I don't really have anything against any Pauls.
Have you ever been called Joshua Paul?
No, by my mom sometimes when she's like kind of mad at me, she goes, Joshua Paul.
Okay. I kind of like Joshua Paul.
Joshua Paul?
Joshua Paul Ramirez.
Joshua Paul? No.
Like instead of Joshua, Joshua Paul.
Yeah, it's kind of doesn't roll off my tongue right.
It rolls off mine quite nicely.
Oh, well, you know, there's different opinions, and that's why this is my radio show. So anyways, back to the NBA and on the bounce. We have some trade rumors. Last week we talked about a little bit of the hectic trade rumors. Now, trade rumors could become a little hectic for players. They hear they're being traded and like, what? I'm going to Milwaukee from Los Angeles? Like, that's going to be a tough move on the family, I would think, from L.A. to Milwaukee. What would you do if, you know, say tomorrow you walk into practice and they say, CJ, we traded you to Dixie State in Utah. Would you like that?
Nah, I'd be kind of upset, you know. It's just because, like, I mean, I'm so comfortable here. I've been here for around a year and almost a year and a half now. So it's just what I've been, like, I've just become comfortable here. Mm-hmm. So I'd be a little upset. I've gotten used to the coaches, the players, my teammates, my mm-hmm. friends, all that, the weather. So, yeah, I mean, I would definitely be a little upset.
So how do you think this trade, like, saying an NBA player, how do you think it could mess up their rhythm and their mindset in going into a game wanting to win the game for a certain team when they're just being traded? You know, do you think it messes with their mind a little bit and their approach to the basketball game?
It probably definitely, like, messes with them a little bit, but I feel like they'll end up being okay. Like, I mean, they've been playing this game for probably most of their life. I mean, it's their profession, so they know what to do when mm-hmm. controversy strikes, you know. They've been dealing with it their whole life.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, like you said, it is a business. The basketball organization is a business, so you got to do what you got to do as a general manager. But trade rumors have, you know, come out of nowhere. We've seen, you know, that this could kind of get, you know, messed up in a person, in a player's head. But a lot of it is made up, and we see a lot of trade rumors being kind of false. We see Brian Scalabrine, an NBA guy who has NBA connections, said he heard things of Klay Thompson being traded for him in the Celtics, and, you know, he's not even really playing basketball that much anymore, so it's kind of just bogus news. So there's been some rumors of Klay Thompson being traded to different teams for the Warriors to find a piece that can fit them more than Klay Thompson. I don't know why they're trying to do that, because Klay Thompson, I feel like, fits perfectly with Steph Curry. But here's what Steve Kerr had to say with the news in the latest press conference.
Steve, I know you kind of made a joke about it earlier, but when trade rumors like today pop up and they kind of surface throughout the web, do you have a conversation with Klay?
Honestly, I didn't even think about it. I didn't know about it until just now. I think our guys know that stuff is almost always just BS. If that became a story, yeah, I would probably talk to Klay. But I didn't know it was a story until just now. So I'll go home and get on the internet and I'll decide whether to call Klay or not.
How tough is this road trip?
A lot of thank you.
So Klay being traded was a big thing for the Warriors organization. Steve Kerr just said, if you couldn't really make out what he's saying, I tried to turn it up for you guys, that he didn't even know it was a story. You know, so a bunch of these rumors coming from you know, every direction. He doesn't really buy into that stuff. He says Klay shouldn't look into that. If he goes online and goes home and goes online, that sees that it is an actual story, then he'll call Klay and deal with it then. But, you know, guys like this shouldn't be concerned. Like Cedric has mentioned, you know, they got to just come. That's part of the process, you know, and it can't really look into that or, you know, not just ignore it. You know, you just got to play the game, play every game like it's your last, and, you know, go on with the next one. If you get traded, you get traded. You know, maybe make some more money. So that covers the Klay Thompson trade rumors. Next up, we have Pat Riley. Is Pat Riley, you know, kind of aching from Dwayne Wade's exit? You know, he has high hopes for Hassan Whiteside and partners. But is he kind of hurting? Dwayne Wade has been shooting a little bit better with the Chicago Bulls, his hometown. What do you think, Cedric, of Dwayne Wade's move? Was it a bold decision? Do you see him fitting into Chicago? And how do you project him finishing up his career?
It definitely was a bold move, I would say.
I mean, I see him fitting in there pretty well from the games that I've watched. He's done pretty well. I mean, he's definitely worked on his skills a little bit more as he's moved. And, I mean, they did just play each other, and I believe the Bulls won, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely, it's like, I mean, they weren't paying him his money, too, because like you said before, it is a business. So, I mean, if he's been a superstar in Miami for his whole career, basically. So I feel like he out of anybody on that roster, deserves the money due, basically. Like, he deserves that money. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I respect his decision.
I definitely agree with you, because Pat Riley was kind of banking on Dwayne Wade to stay with Miami, and Dwayne was trying to get paid. Like, he was trying to get a contract finalized. He wanted to see what he was doing. You know, so Dwayne Wade kind of called Pat Riley's bluff and said, you know, since you're not going to pay me, I'm going to go back to my hometown and get paid more and be successful. Now, Pat Riley himself is a very successful businessman. Over his NBA career, coaching and playing, he has an overall of 9 different rings. You know, so he almost fills his whole two hands with, you know, definitely, you know, jewelry that can say he's, you know, at the top of the league, you know, of competition. He's been Miami's president 21 years and continued to going. You know, he was once a player with the Lakers, Lakers assistant. Then he was a coach for 4 years, Miami's coach. And then he went to, you know, the Heat being president. So he has some hardcore background and experience. He put together LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and D. Wade, Big Three, obtained Mike Miller, you know, but he really, LeBron James has spoke on this, that, you know, he somewhat had an inability to recruit certain players and role players, specifically role players like Mike Miller, to stay in Miami. And he kind of said, you know, Pat Riley needs to be more active in wanting these players. He kind of expects these players just to want to play in Miami because it's a beautiful location, a great, great fan base, very good organization. And you gotta go out and make those players feel wanted. That's really going to make those players want to join your squad. But right now I feel like, you know, he's suffering a little bit from the backlash of losing Dwayne Wade. It was tough decision for him. But, you know, like you said, he should have put more money. Here's a recent press conference of Pat Riley speaking on the organization and the upcoming games.
Training, whatever the opportunity was, why didn't that happen? And did you almost get urged in some ways by Dwayne's side to stay away and kind of let things play out the way they did?
We've always operated on the premise of a single voice, you know, not mine, you know, but Mickey, myself, Nick, you know, Andy, you know, Eric Woolworth. You know, Mike McCullough, I mean, one single voice. I mean, there's two entities here. You know, when it comes to basketball operations, we've always talked about the one voice, which is a philosophy and a plan and moving on down the line that we all, that's what we are and that's what we believe in. And so there was one voice in this negotiation. There are some times that Andy, you know, handles an agent and a player, and Andy complete the deal. You know, there are times that I've done most of them, you know, and complete the deal. There are times when you have a long-standing relationship with a player, you know, like Dwayne or Udonis, you know, or even at the time I remember with Alonzo, that sometimes the owner gets involved in it. But we all speak with one voice. We all know what we want to do and what we want to accomplish. And so, I mean, the thing that happens during the course of negotiations, you know, over the course of 7 or 8 days, has to do a lot with your thought process as to what the conditions were prior to that. And the conditions prior to that over the last year or two have always sort of pointed in the direction that, you know, we as an organization didn't do enough, you know, for Duane. And I've always been one who was reaching to get him another guy, especially, you know, after LJ left, and trying to find a way to get him another guy to help him not only win, but to help him win in a way that he would be very proud when he moved on out and retired, you know. And so it wasn't just getting another guy for him. It was to maximize our ability to win. And the only way we can do that is to have cooperation, is to the same kind of collaborative cooperation they had in 2010, you know. And how that whole thing came together. And I don't think it's a coincidence that if you go back to those 4 years where every single player came in because they wanted to be here and they were the ones that was they were giving it back, that we went to the finals 4 times and we won 2 world championships. And then it changed. And in the summer of 2014, the whole thing got turned over. And sometimes, you know, the carnage that is left out there, you got to try to pick up the pieces, but at the same time, fill in the holes to be competitive, you know, getting Lou Deng, getting McRoberts, and, you know, at that time, and trying to forge forward. But so what my thoughts were always to try to make the team better, and also at the same time to try to, make sure that Duane, you know, over the course of the 3, 4, 5 years that he had left in his career, that he was going to get his money, that he would get it, but not at the expense of paralyzing, you know, our ability to win, and which I think would have hurt him. You know, so, you know, if there's anything that I could have done better, as I said, I would have done it. But right now, there's no do-overs in this thing, and you know, I wish him the best. It's been a sad week for both Chris and I. You know, we love him dearly. And Gabby and the family, and you know, just there's nothing you can say about it. I've always said that, you know, one of the only things you can count on in life that's permanent, it's one of my favorite sayings, is change. And when change raises its beautiful or ugly face, you got to deal with it, and you got to adapt and move on. We've been here before, and so I wish him nothing but the best and nothing but great health and. I do think we sort of gathered ourselves a little bit at the end. And during this process, while we were negotiating with his agents, we were talking to all of these other players and the possibility that if something were to happen, that we could be able to move quickly. During that time, from July 1st to the 3rd, there were only 2 players. I think there were only 2 players that we felt that if we knew this was going to happen, that we sort of regretted that they went off the board. But that's the game that you play when it's free agency.
So those were Pat Riley's comments on Dwayne Wade, free agency, like he said right at the end. That's basically how it goes. You either get guys or you don't. Sometimes you're successful and sometimes, you know, you get the bad end of the stick. Something that stood out to me in him acquiring Hassan Whiteside was they asked, you know, you've been around so many great centers, Alonzo Mourning, Shaquille O'Neal, Eddie Curry. What was the difference with Hassan Whiteside and what flashed out to you? Because Hassan Whiteside had an interesting kind of background. He was the kid from Texas. Dexter Pittman was drafted just ahead of him. And they had a history of with Whiteside because they scouted him, looked at him, followed him. And he kind of went to the NBA D League and put up some crazy numbers. They brought him into the Miami camp, played a bit with him, and then they sent him back to the NBA D League. And when they sent him back, he had 40 and 28. And immediately they were just like, okay, we need him back. And then there was a one-day contract where he signed with Memphis because they didn't have enough players. They said the next day where they were going to waive him, And Pat Riley was mad and thought that they lost him. And once they finished that one-day contract, you know, they picked him up immediately, signed him to that 10-day kind of contract thing. And then eventually when he played good for Miami, I believe it was 2 years ago, immediately they signed him to a big max deal contract. So it was crazy for Hassan Whiteside. Usually this, we see guys that have sparks of games like Jeremy Lin, some D-League players. They get paid, but then they don't perform to the amount that they're being paid. So for Hassan Whiteside to keep up his production for the Miami Heat is definitely key. Great to see a young product become even more involved and active and successful in the organization. So that is Dwayne Wade and Pat Riley. Pat Riley should be regretting a little bit, but like he said, he has to look forward to the future. So that concludes our topic. Coming back, we have CJ talking about the Dominican basketball, what we have upcoming this season, and finishing up the show. It's been a good time. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Don't forget, you're listening to DJ Duncan on the Bounce. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with a short break. And sing me a song of my.
Fire make it burn,
and
if
Shaman, thank you for taking that quick commercial break. This is DJ Duncan. You're live on The Bounce here Tuesdays 4 to 5, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We have Cedric Thomas joining us.
What's up?
How are you feeling so far? You lasting, CJ?
Yeah, I'm feeling great, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm always feeling good.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. Now, finishing up the show, we're going to finish up with your favorite Dominican Pangs. We're going to go over some of the key sports that's going on now. First off, I would like to congratulate women's volleyball, who has had a great season thus far. At one point, they were ranked 10th in the region. You know, they're currently 16-10, 12-6 in conference. I believe one of their best, you know, one of their best seasons thus far in the D2 era. Just recently, last night, had their senior night, wishing off some key players that have helped them be successful this year and previous years. So just want to congratulate them. Their last two games will be this Friday and Saturday at Azusa Pacific, 6 p.m. in Azusa, 3 p.m. in Concordia, the following day, Saturday, November 19th. Good luck to those ladies. They've had an awesome year. Way to hold it down for the Dominican Pangs up north. And they've been successful. So, you know, just want to give a quick little shout out. Next, we have women's basketball. They are currently 1-1. They split their first CCA PacWest Challenge, beating Chico State 80-67, and then falling to a tough loss in Sonoma State 84-87. Now, the ladies play San Francisco State Saturday, November 19th, their first home opener, 5:30 p.m. Come out, show support to your Dominican Penguins. CJ, who are some key players for the women's basketball team that we could expect to, you know, really shoot the ball and shoot the lights out really this season for us?
Shoot the ball, I would say probably. I think Carly's a pretty good shooter.
Carly Holbrook.
Yes, but I think the X factor is Big Sandy.
Big Sandy.
Big Sandy.
I think Sandy Ikeora has a great chance for doing well for this year in Dominican Penguins. She actually was the first defender of the week for the Pac West. You know, she actually had a double-double in, I believe, both games. You know, a key presence to the Dominican Penguins. Definitely can help. Versus Sonoma State, she went 7 from 14 from the field, had 18 points and 15 rebounds.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
God dang.
God dang. Versus Chico State, she played 15 minutes and had 14-8.
Yeah, she's been doing pretty well for herself, man. We all expected big things out of her this year, so I'm glad she's doing what she's supposed to do.
Definitely. Now, she was named preseason All-Pac West, named preseason All-West Region by Hero Sports. Those are some big selections and some big shoes to fill for Sandy Ikeora. We wish the best for her in her upcoming season as a junior here with the Dominican Penguins. You know, she's going to be a key factor to look out for, and she may catch a body.
Yeah, she might. She might just mess around and dunk on somebody.
Dunk on somebody's head. Now, for the Dominican men's basketball team, they currently split their San Francisco State Tip-Off Classic Challenge this weekend, going 1-1, winning to San Luis Loss 60-58, and then taking a tough loss to San Francisco State 67-91 the following day. Who are some key players that you know, besides yourself, obviously, that you can look out for this season in the icebox and Penguins can watch?
I'd say starting with Josh Ramirez. He's mm-hmm. he's probably the X factor.
The X factor?
The X factor.
The X factor.
In the Penguins' success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's always keeping making sure the team is a tight knit team, you know what I'm saying? Always making sure we're on our stuff,
mm-hmm.
doing what we have to do to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Definitely my man
Reverend Maduakor.
Reverend Maduakor.
He'll definitely help us out with his scoring and his athletic ability. Also, Jeremiah Gray, mm-hmm. with his athletic ability and his scoring. Those are two key
shout players. Out Rev and Jeremiah. I believe he is from something called the 6-0, if I could be mistaken.
Who?
Reverend.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
No, he's...
I think he's from the Carson.
Carson?
Yes.
He's from the Carson. So he is not from the 6-0.
No, I don't think he is.
He is currently from Carson.
Yeah.
We wish good luck to the Dominican Pangs, Carson, Penguin, Reverend Maduakor, and Jeremiah Gray in their upcoming season. Now, the Dominican Penguins face Chico State Wednesday, tomorrow, November 16th, not November Wednesday. So come out and support your Dominican Penguins, 7 p.m. The PacWest opener is currently set for December 1st versus Holy Names. It's going to be a brawl in there with the Hawks attacking the Penguins. What do you think a hawk sounds like? Can you interpret a hawk sound?
I think that's what it sounds like right there.
One more time.
Yeah, it's like a little squeal.
Like a little squeak?
Mm-hmm.
Like a squawk.
Like, yeah, more. Like a squawk.
You know, like a squawk, yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Don't you have a pet hawk at home?
I did until it ran away.
Oh, it ran away?
It didn't fly away. It just ran away.
Mm-hmm. Like a roadrunner.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. You know, because usually those things fly.
Right.
So I was looking in the sky, but...
Well, he was on the street.
He was on
moving.
The ground.
Yeah.
So you. Next time you have a hawk and you can't find him, don't check the sky. Check the ground.
Right.
So for this upcoming NBA games, we're going to finish up with something real quick. Is that Anthony Davis naked?
That is.
Wow. Sight you don't want to see. Currently today we have the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Toronto Raptors going live on NBA TV. Cleveland is up 49-46. Then we have Miami Heat facing the Atlanta Hawks. Miami is currently 2-7. Atlanta is 7-2. We need something from the Miami to spark their offense. Minnesota Timberwolves are 3-6 facing the Hornets, having a 6-3 record, 8 p.m. Eastern time. On NBTA TV for our last game of the evening, we have the Portland Trail Blazers versus the Chicago Bulls. Both are above 500 and both look to continue their win streak. Now that has been the show for today. This is DJ Duncan. You're listening to On the Bounce, live Tuesdays to 4 to 5. If you're not doing anything, you know, during the week, definitely check out and listen to Penguin Radio. We have some awesome DJs here. You want to know show times and who's going on, go to radio.dominican.edu. I've had a great session here with you guys. A good 9 weeks. Want to thank you guys for listening and your support. Wish the best of luck to our upcoming Dominican teams playing. Once again, this is DJ Duncan. You're listening to On the Bounce, radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. We are out. Everyone have a good day.
Bam.